In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers. And we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. But we need to learn a little bit more about you to make that possible. So would you please do me a favor? Can you go to podsurvey.com/Jamie? That's J-A-M-I-E, podsurvey.com/Jamie, and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers you won't want to skip. Once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. You guys, you can buy a lot of great things on Amazon for $100. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/Jamie, J-A-M-I-E. Guys, thanks for your help. Go to podsurvey.com/Jamie.
Luke chapter 2, 8 through 20, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who were lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey. I'm your host. And this month on the Happy Hour, it's all about Christmas. And so we have created episodes for you surrounding the birth of Jesus. We're calling this our Characters of Christmas episodes. We're going to look at all of the characters who were surrounding Jesus' birth. And my prayer and my hope for you as you listen this month is that you will have a deeper understanding and love for the people who were surrounding Jesus during his birth. We're going to talk about Mary and Joseph and the angels and the wise men and the shepherds. You are going to love Jesus more after hearing about all of the amazing people that were surrounding his birth. Here we go. Brian, welcome to the Happy Hour.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
I am excited to have you on the show as well. We've wanted to have you on for a while, and here you are for our cast of Christmas character episodes. And I told you before we started recording that we definitely would love to have you come back to talk about more than the shepherds, even though shepherds are really important, and I'm really excited about our conversation. But before we dive in to talking about the shepherds, will you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them what you do?
Sure. Thanks again for having me, Jamie. My name is Brian Carter. I pastor at Concord Church in Dallas, Texas. Been doing it for the last 19 years. Married to my wife, Stephanie. We're college sweethearts. Aww. And I have three children. I have a junior in college, a senior in high school, and then a freshman in college. And so that's me.
That is so awesome. Where did you guys go to college?
She went to the University of Oklahoma. I went to Oklahoma State. Okay. So we had kind of this little clash, but we worked through that.
Y'all have worked through that. So when Oklahoma and OSU play, are y'all just each taking your own sides?
We just take our own side. The kids take sides, and we suffer through the day. So, but maybe she wins more than I do. So, you know,
I was going to say, depends on the year. Depends on the year,
right.
I guess.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm a Texas fan down here, so you know, I'm always cheering against you guys, but that's okay. That's okay. Brian, I'm grateful for you to be here as we talk about just the characters that surrounded the birth of Jesus. You know, in our Christian faith, the birth of Jesus is really like the start of this reconciliation moment that we have with God. I mean, obviously it started way long ago, God always planned on reconciling his people with him. But then he sends Jesus, his son, and it's right. Some of the best news for us. And so we're celebrating that this year on the podcast by talking about the different characters. So we talked about Joseph, we talked about Mary, and we're going to talk today about the shepherds. What beautiful scriptures to start off this conversation. And I know, like you as well, probably, and some listeners, I remember when I first realized the importance of the shepherds and how important and beautiful it was that that is where God went. So, Pastor, would you talk to us a little bit about the shepherds and why this is important that they actually heard about Jesus for the first time?
Yeah, it's just a marvelous presentation, right? I mean, you have, as you've already covered, these three entities that have been announced that the baby is coming, that Jesus is coming. And then we have the shepherds, right? These shepherds who are lowly, who are humble, who are not a part of, who are considered unclean, which means they cannot enter the temple. They can't be a witness. So they're in this special group of people, right? That are often overlooked, often not considered to be the elite of society. And yet, in God's sovereignty, he makes an announcement to them. I think one of the things that fascinates me about this, that it reminds us that God sees us. In a world that sometimes values people for money and fame and accomplishments and career and materials, here is God saying, when he announces the coming of his son, he announces to the very people that might be considered common, right? Just like you and me, people that deal with traffic and are dealing with raising kids and deal with all the details of life, right? He says, listen, I want you to know I see you and I have some good news for you. I mean, I love this because he goes to the shepherds, he announces it to them, and then that story begins to work out. Begins to work out this announcement of who Jesus is. They arrive. I mean, it's fascinating to me that the shepherds are included in the announcement of Jesus Christ.
You know, it's like I keep thinking about how many ways God does things in an unexpected way. Like if you or I were in charge of creating the world and then bringing the Savior of the world and all the things, if it was me personally, it would look more like Aladdin. Like we're going to show up and I want a parade. Everybody look at me. That shows you a little bit about our sinful hearts, right?
Sure,
but we see in the whole Christmas story, the whole narrative, like the characters that God chose, they're all what you described. They're like, first of all, an unwed teenage mom, you know? No status. The shepherds, no status. And then God chooses these people. I think it should show us a little bit how we should think about the people in our society that are a little bit maybe not as considered as highly as other people. And I see that here a lot in the Gospels, talking about the shepherds. I'd love to hear from you when you think about like the shepherds as this character in this beautiful, beautiful story. What pieces or parts of their story or how this all goes down, how does this point us back to Christ as a Messiah? Like, you know, I try to like read scripture and say, if everything's proclaiming the goodness of Jesus, like how do the shepherds do that for us?
I mean, it's interesting because on one side, he chooses unlikely people, right? While they're at work in the middle of everything, he chooses them in the night shift of their workload and he announces them. But it also reminds us of this shepherd theme that flows throughout scripture, right? Whether it's Abraham and David that are also shepherds, Moses that are shepherds. So it reminds us, we almost get this thread, right, of the shepherd that's seen in God. But then it also draws a thread later when Jesus announces that he is the good shepherd. And so this idea that he would choose a shepherd, one points us back to God historically, how he shepherds his people, cares for his people. Even Psalm 23, when David celebrates the way that God shepherds those who follow his care, it links us to the Jesus being this good shepherd that he will be for his people. But then it links us even again to Jesus being the Lamb of God, right? And so you see this thematic approach where God is helping us to see him and how he shepherds us, but also see how he also provides his sacrifice that will also reconnect us and give us a relationship with God. So it's amazing how God draws all these threads to help point us to Jesus Christ being the good shepherd, but also being the lamb that would be sacrificed for the sins of all mankind.
Yeah, that is such a good thread that we could miss sometimes. You know, as you were reading from Luke chapter 2, at the end, I've always loved the verse about Mary treasuring up all these words in her heart as a mom and thinking about her. Yeah. I just really love that. But right after it, it says, the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything was just as they had been told. That stood out to me even when you were just reading that. And I just thought, man, these shepherds had to just, they took a big leap of faith follow what the angels had said. And then they get there and they're like, it's everything just as it had been told. And I have never thought about this before until just now. And I'm like, man, we have all of the Bible. We have all the scriptures. And I think sometimes it is this big leap of faith for us to trust that everything in here is just as it is to be told. Like God has these things for us. And it's interesting how I see the shepherds really having a faith to follow these angels and what they said, to look for a baby in a manger. And I just am blown away by that act of theirs.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the faith that they model, right? They get this announcement and they immediately move into action, right? The announcement comes, there seems to be no delay. They make their way to Bethlehem. They get to Bethlehem. He said, here's the sign that you'll see. The baby will be, and everything that God has told them, everything plays out exactly according to plan. I mean, it gives us confidence, really, in the faithfulness of God. Yeah. I mean, with so much happening in our worlds and our own lives, it gives us a real confidence that what God has said, he will fulfill. I mean, that's really at the core of the Christmas story, right? Is that it is the fulfillment of the promises of God that he's been given for generations, that the son will be given, that a savior will come, that he would give us a chance for a relationship with him. I mean, we can trust his faithfulness, right? I mean, holidays can be tough for some people. I mean, sometimes we've lost loved ones. Yeah. Sometimes our families can be going through challenges. Depression, loneliness can happen in the holidays. Mm-hmm. But I think what we find in this model is to know that God is really faithful, right? No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm facing, God is faithful to his word. Mm-hmm. He keeps his promises. And when we act in faith, we can trust that he always will respond.
During the holiday season, we all spend time and effort finding the perfect present for our family members. Nothing beats seeing your kids' face light up when they open a gift from you. I want to tell you about Irma, a woman in Colombia who wanted so desperately, as every parent does, to make her daughter's Christmas memorable. But she didn't have the money. Then compassion stepped in. Irma's daughter is now sponsored through Compassion International, and that sponsorship is a huge answer to prayer. Compassion works through the local church to provide food, clean water, education, medical attention, and above all else, Jesus. The church makes sure there are gifts for every child and that each child learns the true reason for the season. What's more, Compassion cares for the whole family year-round. We need you to sponsor one more child today. For only $38 a month, you can make a huge difference. Will you help a mother provide for her family this Christmas? Go to compassion.com/IVMedia to sponsor. That's our company that makes the happy hour, Ivy Media. Go to compassion.com/IVEY Media. That is so good. And it's such a good reminder around the holidays because, you know, I was talking to someone the other day and they were talking about Christmas songs and how they can always be so like joyful and happy, but there's also so many people are lamenting at the holidays because they've lost loved ones, like you said, or they've lost jobs, or maybe their life just doesn't look like they thought it would look. And so it is such a good reminder that you just gave us of the faithfulness of God to stay true to his word. And he had promised the Messiah for hundreds and hundreds of years. They've been waiting for him, and then he shows up in this manger, and then the shepherds are the first people. I mean, it just doesn't make logical sense in our brain. And I love that that's how God played the whole scene out.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love that God, you know, he works in unusual ways, right? We can't always predict it. It's not always scripted, but it is always sure, right? And so I think that sometimes if you're like me, I like a plan. You know, mm-hmm. I like an itinerary. I like to know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I
feel safe like that.
Right. It gets me sick. Give me a peace. I have peace now because I have the schedule, right? Uh-huh. But following God is not, we don't always get that. We know the end result, right? We know he's going to work it for our good, mm-hmm. right? We can trust his, but we just don't know the script. We don't know how exactly he's going to do it. We just know he's going to do it. Mm. And so the confidence of those shepherds to say, let's do it, God. We're going to trust you, and then we'll trust it when we get there. This will happen, and then this will happen, and when that will happen. And I think that's what the Christian life is sometimes. It's just trusting God, having faith for today, knowing he'll show up tomorrow.
So, so good. Thank you so much for talking about the shepherds today. I know as I go in to celebrate with my family and we tell the story on Christmas morning, I'm going to now think about the faithfulness of God through these shepherds. So I appreciate that. Brian, I have to ask everyone that comes on the show, including we talk about characters of Christmas. I need to know, what are you reading these days?
Jamie wants to know. We want to know what you're reading.
Listen, I am. That's a great question. I'm reading a book by Paul Tripp. It's all about, I've forgotten the name of it.
Oh, anything Paul Tripp writes is good.
Anything Paul Tripp writes is good. It's really, really good. It has about 24 chapters, really about the theology of God. It's been very helpful. I'm reading it. My elders are reading it at our church. So it's been a real blessing to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to end like I've ended all of these Characters of Christmas episodes with a prayer. And I'm reading these. Someone asked me, I'm reading these from our Advent cards that we talked about on our Advent episode a couple of weeks ago from David Taylor. So this is the prayer for the shepherds. Here we go. O Lord, you who refuse to be domesticated by our feast and fast, overwhelm us this day by your awe-filled presence so that we might encounter afresh the good news of Christ's birth and become messengers of your glorious coming among us. We pray this in the name of the one who sits enthroned between the cherubim. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Brian, thank you so much for coming on the Happy Hour.
Thank you.
Friends, what a beautiful episode. And we have ended every episode of our Characters of Christmas season with me reading a prayer from one of the cards that we talked about on our Advent episode. And these are cards from David Taylor, and they are from a set called The Light Has Come. If you're interested, we will link them in our show notes. You've been listening to music from Austin Stone Worship's newest Christmas album entitled Christmas Music. You can find this music wherever you listen to music. Thank you so much for listening to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. We are truly grateful for every single story that we get to share with you, every encouragement we get to give you, and every opportunity we get to point all of us to Jesus. If you're loving this show, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a rating and or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, tell your friends. That is the number one way that people find out about our show. It's because you tell them. Join us right here every Wednesday and Friday for meaningful conversations that will make us think, they'll make us laugh, and they'll always point us back to Jesus. And come find me other places on the internet as well. I love Instagram. I'm over there at Jamie Ivy. And if you've never visited my YouTube page, you're going to want to go there. Have you ever listened to a show and wondered, I wonder what they look like? Well, go find us over there. It's jamieivy.com/YouTube. The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy is a production of Ivy Media Podcasts. Executive produced by Jamie Ivy, produced by Lindsay Sweeney, edited by Angie Elkins, show notes by Ashley Miner, art by Jen Jett Barrett, original music by Matt Graham, and I'm your host, Jamie. Have a happy hour with a friend.